Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Mr. Richard Hunter, Head of Research for Wilson King Investments. Richard, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
I saw your company had a press release this week. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've basically taken on a couple of my ex-Hargreaves Lansdown colleagues. One of them used to be my boss many years ago, Andrew Christian and Matt Rickard. Both got a great deal of market experience, and they're coming in to bolster up the team. We've also got David Ackfield coming on board, who's a very well-known name in the city, used to be at Rendsburg. He's also got a bit of a sporting background, played for Essex cricket for about 20 years. I think he might even have made the England side or thereabouts a couple of times. And if that wasn't enough, he's also got a 1970 gold medal in the Commonwealth Games or Olympics for a bit of fencing. So, in terms
that's
of
quite a good curriculum feature, I would
absolutely,
say.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've very much strengthened the team, and now we need to think about, you know, what's next in terms of the service that we're likely to announce in September.
Now, in terms of the art of investment, beginning of the year, the markets were very wobbly, and you said basically look long term. The markets have had a lot thrown at them this year, and yet, you know, the markets, technically speaking, look very bullish. We've got lots of new highs, lots of all-time highs. Do you think this theme is set to continue into the year end?
I think it's a slightly difficult one to call. A lot of the recent strength we've seen, I think, has been on the basis of sterling weakness. That now seems to have caught up with itself. I think if something is probably holding the FTSE back at the moment, it's probably the banks. It's obviously a fairly large sector within the FTSE 100. The other thing, of course, is that what we saw for Q2 is that the earnings on the whole were fairly okay, but almost without exception, there was a guarded outlook for the third quarter. So that on top of the fact that we're now we're now into the traditionally quiet period of the year, could mean that any sort of moves will be exacerbated in either direction. But again, banging the same drum, now is always the most difficult time to invest. Mm. And if you choose selectively, this is as good an entry point as any.
Right. Now, in terms of August, the last couple of years, obviously 3 years, I think, has been really quite poor for investors and market timers. Is there anything that's worrying you very, very short term?
I think what you've got to bear in mind in terms of that short-term horizon is we saw that massive outflow from retail funds just after Brexit, £3.5 billion, with the vast majority of those investors now wishing they'd stayed put and just choosing to weather the storm rather than run for the exit as soon as the first sign of trouble appears. The fact of the matter is it's probably going to be 5 years before we come out fully the other side of Brexit. There's going to be volatility along the way. In the meantime, we are continuing to get only anecdotal evidence of the effect of Brexit so far, as opposed to actual. We've got those retail spending figures coming out of the UK this morning, which are basically defying all odds in terms of they were good for July. By the same token, we are hearing companies saying that they may be deciding at this point to put a lid on their investments until the picture becomes clearer. But that mantra won't last forever. I think the market will continue to listen to that until we've got a solid 3 months of data, maybe 6 months of data, when we can actually start seeing properly what's happening to the UK economy rather than anecdotally.
Right. In terms of themes at the moment, are there any sectors you particularly like or indeed dislike?
I think as ever, it's going to depend on your attitude to risk. The defensives have been doing very, very well at the moment, not only in terms of the fact that they have those defensive qualities, but also, as a general rule, they tend to be fairly high yielders. And, of course, the chase for yield remains a theme. And by way of reminder, because you can never say it too much, if you then go into reinvesting that dividend income, you get the power of compound interest as well. So I think if you're kind of middle of the road to lower risk, the first place to look within the FTSE 100 would probably be more defensively positioned, as we've seen from the volatility this year of, for example, the banks and the miners.
Understood. And finally, do you think the FTSE 100 will show a 7,000 print this year?
It's very possible. We're not too far away. One piece of good news, or even a sustained recovery from the banks, could easily push us over 7,000. But of course, inevitably, like last year, we'll then start getting the headlines in the press about the fact it happened in 1999 or whatever. Of course, the FTSE 100 in terms of the constituents is entirely different to how it was there. And again, that flatline number doesn't actually take account of those reinvested dividends we just mentioned. If it did, we'd have hit these levels and higher back in about 2006, I think, right. 10 years ago.
Okay, so the art of compound interest on your dividends.
It's very, very powerful.
Okay, we've run out of time. Richard Hunter, Head of Research for Wilkerson at King Investments. Thank you for taking time.
Pleasure.
TV crowd. Right, let's take a very quick break and then fingers crossed, waiting in the wings with Mr. David Buick, Senior Market Commentator for Panmure Gordon. Let's see what's on David's mind this morning. Straight back after the break. Thank you.